Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello once again to all of you. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Okay, so it's going to seem like I'm droning on and on today. But this is the extent of the gear that I can put it in. I really think that I can manage the show if I keep it in first gear. Anything more than that, I'm really going to be pushing it. And that's not great. So you're going to get this type of like ASMR vibe. By the way, Darla looking adorable. What a doll. Because I'm actually worse today than yesterday. I have to resist the urge to freak out and yell and scream like an asshole that I am. Chris makes a great point. Keep it in granny gear. No making fun of Amanda. I love Amanda. Maureen says, don't anyone piss him off and send him into a rant. Well, you guys know me. You know me. Yesterday, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to lay low. And I didn't really, hang on. Excuse me. You're going to have that a lot, right? Like shut off the mic and then clear my throat or whatever. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do the podcast yesterday. And so I did that short little thing and laid low. I didn't talk much throughout the day yesterday. I was actually like avoiding speaking. I went ahead and did some things around the house. I'll get to that in a second. But then when I got up today, I couldn't believe how bad I felt. And right then and there, I decided I'm not doing it. I am not going to do another show. I'm not doing any show. In fact, today's a big day. I went from I'm not going to do Q100. I'm not going to do Big 101.3. I'm not going to do the free podcast. I'm not going to do the Patreon podcast. I'm not going to do Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. I went from that to now I'm doing all of it. I don't know what it is, but you would think that if you're laying down to sleep, why is it you wake up and feel so terrible? Maureen says, did you test for COVID? No, I did not. That's not a bad idea, though. I think it's just a cold, but I think that's been said a billion times. Just a cold. Turns out it's COVID. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, Toon Man, it's all good. If you need to rest up, don't need you feeling like you're swallowing glass. Well, if I start to feel like that, trust me, I am not a hero. So as the day wore on today. Like, I woke up and I did that first segment on the insane asylum and I sounded like fucking shit. It was terrible. It was embarrassing. Stand by. Then, you know, I got a couple cups of coffee in me and I just kept it low key, you know? And, I think it kind of just came back, my voice. So then I'm like, all right, I'm not going to stress myself. I'm not going to, you know how like I'm usually exuberant and screaming and yelling like an asshole. It's like, I can't do that. I gotta keep this, way down low. Less, I got to keep it at like Steve level of energy, our pal Steve. Nick says, you sound like that homeless guy with the golden voice. The thing about this is it does do that, but it still sounds nasally and off. I don't care for it. But, boy, that sun just came beaming in. How about that? Stand by. I took the cold medicine, went to bed, and then promptly did not sleep. Molly says, easy, are you drinking water? Please keep hydrated. Yes, I am now. I started the day just drinking coffee and getting totally not hydrated. Now I'm hydrating. I promise you. I won't let you down. So, all right. So while I'm trying to sleep, I can't sleep. And then the dog's moving all around and Diana's coughing. We're both sick and she can't stop coughing. And then I don't realize it until like middle of the night that she's keeping me up. So about 3 a.m, I go, hey, would you mind going in the other room? Is that too much? She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I go, don't worry about it. Off she goes. But I don't know what it is, man. You would think that when you take like the cold medicine, it would, because it always says it'll help you sleep because of the medicine in it. But I always feel like a bit off and not like I'm falling asleep whenever I take any type of cold medicine. It just doesn't do it for me. Chris says, tea with honey and put Vicks on your feet before night time. I don't know about the Vicks on the feet thing. I did drink tea all day yesterday. I'm not sure this might have had an impact, though. Yesterday was a day where, you know, like when someone, if they're working on a house and they put a hole in the drywall and they put a hose there, and then all that insulation shoots into the wall behind the drywall to insulate the home. Well, we've got this shed underneath. You can only get to it from the outside. It's the pool shed. And there was an incident, long story short. All you need to know is that there's about 10 garbage bags full of that insulation on the floor of that pool shed. It's been that way for like 3 years that I haven't picked it up. But I have to pick it up for a litany of reasons. So I had some time and I was scooping that shit up. And then about midway through it, I realized that the last time I did this, I had like a respirator on. And this time, no respirator, no mask. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're sick and you're breathing this shit. Even if you weren't sick, God knows what is in this. The house is 20 years old. I doubt it's asbestos, but I don't know what this shit is. And it's like so in the air. You know, it's like you can barely see in there because the fine dust has been kicked up now. And I'm like, and I'm breathing it all in. So I'm guessing that might have taken a little bit of the wind out of my sails. Chris says it's 100% not asbestos. Well, if it was, I'd have cancer right now. Nick says just some black mold. Well, anyway, I don't think I should have been breathing that shit. But I got that done. And I then reorganized that room because, again, I've talked about this before. I am a trash it, clean it guy. I don't know how many of you live like that. If you do, you're my kind of person. Car looks like shit. Clean it. It's beautiful. Until the next time it's trashed. There's no in between. So I clean this room because there's a bunch of shit in the garage that has to go in that room. The garage needs to be completely, all that shit needs to be out of there because it's the big neighborhood sale. And for the first year ever, Pooh Bear is involved. And the lady wants a solid effort on the garage sale. It's the whole neighborhood's. So basically it goes green light on Thursday. And then the Mexicans show up. They buy all the good shit. And then you kind of, they spend a ton of money. And then after all the good shit is gone, all the white people come in and they, park in front of everybody's fucking mailbox. This is the sale where, I don't know how many years ago, I got annoyed and I did a rant on the air about people parking in front of my mailbox. And then stalker Boring Dean decided to come over my house and not just park in front of my mailbox. He parked in front of my driveway. And I'm like, fucking, I am sick and tired of you. Enough. And I uttered the famous line that fucking dirtbag hillbilly has been saying for years. I go, quit crossing the line. And then he's used that as a rallying cry for all of those piece of shit Zaniacs. He then got all those piece of shit Zaniacs to like be involved in the great Zaniac exodus of 2000 and I forgot what year. Stand by. Boy, that was a group of people that I was so glad they left. Oh my God. Well, anyway, that's this event right now. Okay, it's Thursday. So we got all our shit ready to go. And I helped Pooh Bear gather all the things she wants sold. I helped Pooh Bear put the price tags on. I mean, we're selling everything in this. I've got a starter amplifier to sell for somebody who wants to play guitar. I've got an acoustic guitar. Yep, that acoustic guitar that was purchased for me. I haven't picked it up once. I'm selling it. I've got a violin I'm selling. I'm selling a clarinet. I'm selling my telescope. What brand acoustic? It's Epiphone, which is kind of like a starter brand. Stevie says, got a chainsaw. I do, but it's damaged. I put gasoline in it instead of the gas oil mixture and destroyed it. I got to have Sarah Rukruk Rush's husband fix it for me. Adam says, how much for the amp? I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. Probably $50. It's barely used. Everybody says that. Barely used. No, it really is barely used. I've probably used it for like 3 hours. It's one of those Line 6 starter amps. Stand by. Okay. Nick says, is the chainsaw with foot meat included? No, different chainsaw. Branjo says, I love how this is turning into swap shop radio. So anyway, I promised Pooh Bear, I go, all right, I'm going to get this done for you. I want you to have a successful, and this will give me the motivation to get all this other shit done. And all right, so there we go. Now this deal starts Thursday. I'm guessing I'll have some type of role in it. Essentially, I'm doing what I'm told. But it was supposed to be a day, because I announced yesterday on the show that, hey, I'm not doing the show. And so I'm going to relax. And then I kind of relax, but not really. My idea of relaxing and what actually is relaxing are two entirely different things. Because I thought it would be a good idea to just lay in bed and not move. But it was nothing like that. Nothing like that. I got Madison's tires taken off, the Snowies, and put the regular ones on. And I think I broke the guy's heart at Discount Tire. Nice enough guy. And I'm like, hey, so I either want you to put the All Seasons on or I'm going to buy another set of rims for the Snowies. So he prices that shit out for me. I go, I'm not for sure going to do it. Just show me what you got. And so he says, all right, I can get you four rims for these Snowies. That way you don't have to pay every time you come in here to put the All Seasons on or the Snowies on. All right. How much? So for those rims out the door with everything, it was like $850. And I like, you know, I'm going to hold off for now. And he couldn't believe it. He gave me a look like, well, I just did this for you. And I'm like, I know, but that's how it goes. Just put these on. Old Eric would have said, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll just buy them. But no. I then, so I dropped the car off. By the way, I saw Leon Hendricks from Wood TV 8 back in the day. He was there. I wandered over to Disc Traders or Disc Exchange. It's one of the places where you buy retro video games. Just because I like looking at the box of like the games. It's so nostalgic. It takes me back. And I'm reminded of the people that shop at these places. God damn. There's like a crowd of like people that combined weight, three people of like 1,500 pounds. And I'm like, come on, you guys. And they're trading Magic the Gathering cards. And I'm like, oh, God, what have I done? Why am I here? Went around there. Then went into the pet store, and some lady had her dog there. She's, you know, you bring your pet store to the, or your dog to the pet store. And so you've got a lady with the dog, and the trainer is there too, I guess. Because I go walking up, I go, who's this? They go, oh, this is Skipper. I go, oh, can I pet him? And they look at each other like, uh-oh. And I'm like, what? And the lady says, here, I'll give you this treat. We're training him. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I don't want to give him a fucking treat. I just want to pet the dog. So I give him the treat. And then I'm like, I realize that this is a pain in the ass. I'm not even going to pet the dog. See some cats up for adoption. Out the door. Pooh Bear shows up. She takes me home. This is all part of my relaxing. Prior to that, I was on the phone all day doing business. All boring shit. That's not relaxing. Sold some advertising. Came back. Cleaned out the shed. That's not relaxing. Wake up. Ruined. And I'm like, all I got to do, I'm just going to call in sick to everything. I'm not lifting a finger today. I'm not doing a thing. Here I am. Now, as I've started this show, I am now 18, 19 minutes into it with the opening theme. I feel better now than I did yesterday at this time. I just got the word, totally different topic, that the power has been restored at Fear Bunker North. Now, that's saying something because the entire infrastructure of that area was devastated. 150,000 people without power in that 10-county area north of the hard living line. There was a statistic. The utility up there is known as Great Lakes Energy. And they were able to get people that service electrical lines from different states to help them out. And in a given year, they'll install 800 power poles, either by just needing replacement over the years or damage. In the past 16 days, they've replaced 2,513 power poles, including two on my property. 150,000 people without power, now down to 1,255 people. That's outstanding. I even called, actually talked to a chick. I go, look, I know it says on the website that I've got power, but I need to hear it from you. Is there power there? She looks up my address. She goes, you got power. We're getting readings from your meter. You are hooked up, ready to go. I'm like, my God. Chris says, finally, the mice can have a warm meal. That's Chris K. Man bun Chris says the threats worked. Tyler adds, all those death threats to the utility workers finally got things moving, I see. Yeah, I don't know about that. But I'm stoked. Next week, on Thursday, I'm going to do the Insane Asylum on Q100, and then that's it. No podcast Friday. I'll have a best of show, not the best of show. I'll have something to listen to while I'm away on Patreon. That will happen on Thursday and Friday. Because I got to get up there and get this property. I got to work. So just FYI. This week, we have a Big Fraud Thursday coming up tomorrow. Ben and I at 6 p.m. Now, I said tomorrow. My apologies. It's Thursday. Thursday is a Big Fraud Thursday, not a Big Fraud Wednesday. I was saying two things there. Excuse me. Ben and I will review who are these free beers. Where I see that Bob in PA said that the good folks on the Segment 18 Facebook group chat in Messenger is really upset with you, EZ. What the hell happened? Somebody mentioned me in a post on there, and because of that, I weighed in, and I was talking to the guy who posted it. It seemed like a nice enough guy, just a little ball busting, no big deal. But is there anything more than that? I know there was a few people. You get a lot of this there. Whenever I show my face, you'll get people that will say some of the meanest shit. They get so pissed off. And they'll say things like, you are so pathetic. Oh, my God, you're so bad. We hate you. And then I indicated that whenever I see comments like that, I always have a look to see what type of person I'm dealing with by examining their profile.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And this person in particular, who's calling me pathetic, is posting shit on Facebook. Like, he'll spend a day building Lego projects. And then he'll take a picture of it and post it. All right? Or, same guy. He's building, this is a guy in his mid-30s, building X-Wing fighter models and hanging them in his bedroom. And then I'm like, are you kidding me? You're calling me pathetic. And you're spending your days in your mid-30s playing with baby toys and posting your work on Facebook. And he writes, the fact that you're saying this, that's what makes you pathetic. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? This is precisely what I'm referring to. Crash Raphael Zane is pathetic. LOL. That's when I wrote what I just told you. He says, imagine pointing out that someone plays with Legos and still look like the childish one. And I'm like, No. No, I'm mocking you, asshole. I said, imagine playing with Legos and Star Wars and wondering why you're lonely. Dude says, when I said you were pathetic, this is exactly what I meant. And I wrote, I see. So it's pathetic for me to point out that you're pathetic for playing with Legos. What I'm doing is merely an observation. You're the one sitting around in your jammies playing with children's toys. I love how on these posts about me, you actually get more and more people saying things like this. I don't know, man. It's way too easy now to go an entire show and not laugh one time. This all stemmed from this guy who actually is kind of fun to talk to, this Jason Anderson. He wrote, I'm all caught up on the FBHW podcast. I figured I'd check out what EZ's talking about in his podcast from last week, Wednesday. He prank called the funeral home where the family all fell in the hole pretending to be Greg Freebeard Daniels. That sounds hilarious when it's written out from the Freebeard and Hot Wings show. Then I see he has a segment about the show. I did enjoy that stuff back when he did pranks and stuff, but it makes me glad the show has progressed the way it has. Keep it up. And then I wrote something like, yeah, thanks for checking out the show. Don't come back. LOL, JK, whatever. So I have a nice give and take with that guy. And then everybody loses their minds. What a bunch of soft fucks. Oh, this is this guy's my favorite. Wombat Pat. Look at this ogre. All right? Proving once again that all blind people are assholes. I have said this many times. There are a few exceptions. Alan in Scotland is a nice guy. But this fuck is such a cocksucker. Out of the blue, this dick weighs in. And he doesn't allow me to reply. Wombat Pat. He writes, I liked Easy
back in the day, but now all he does is talk about FBHW like a whiny little bitch. He's so pathetic that he actually brings him up when he's announcing Griffin's games like anyone at the game cares about Freebird Outwings or the fact...
I can't do the voice. Or the fact that his bitch ass got fired from it. I really love how much he says he hates the show. But since I don't hate the show, but spends half his life listening to the damn thing so he can make fun of it and piggyback off their success. No, yeah, well, that's kind of true. I mean, listening to how shitty it is and then pointing out to people how shitty it is and laughing in their fucking faces. That's what's happening. So I want that show to last a long, long time. Don't get that wrong, Wombat Pat. Then I took the time to post what he makes up for. He makes up for his lack of vision with his dashing good looks. He reminds me of an orc from Lord of the Rings. And then this guy writes, Zane, and he shows a picture of me. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I got nothing. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but this wasn't bad. I don't, they weren't that pissed off. There's been a lot worse. And I heard from the guy who runs the page. His name is Will Monroe. And he writes, well, I'm sure he likes the show, their show. He likes mine too. And he's like, yeah, don't take any shit from these people. Don't take any shit. And I go, I don't. That's why I respond when I do. Cole says, Freebird and Hot Wings should advertise heavily at the Griffins game and have you read them. Oh, I would love that. Chris says, the tooth discussion really got that one dude fired up. Yeah, I actually felt bad about that as the days wore on after I calmed down and deleted it because his wife, who has this horrible brown tooth, And that wasn't even on segment 18. That was on my own page. Tyler says, how would he know about what happens at Griffin's games? He probably leaves angrily when the goal horn sounds, like all blind people do. Cole says, you mentioned Freebird and Hot Wings at the Griffins game. What did you say? Well, that's not exactly true. I went ahead and I had a Joe bobblehead and I put it behind me. And so it was like an Easter egg in my camera shot when I was talking inside of the arena. Bob says the segment 18 group chat was very upset with you too. I don't see that. How do I see that? Can you maybe share that with me? Because I love reading this shit. This fuels my fire. Again, when I get any type of reaction, that is air in the tires. People make huge mistakes when they talk about me in any capacity. Negative, positive, indifferent, it doesn't matter. If you have a way to share that with me, I would love to see it. Send it along. All right. Lots of nice chats. Thank you so much for being here. Let's see. What else did I want to talk about? That's about it off the top of my head. Jeremy makes up a great point. He says, the enemy of any entertainer is indifference. Bob says, you got to join on Facebook Messenger through the page. All right, I will. Jeremy is here, and I posted his before, after, and his progress pictures. Stand by. And got a lot of attention. People are pulling for you. Boy, that was really something to see. It's worth another look, by the way. And if you're listening on the audio podcast later on, by all means, click the link in the show notes. And you will be off and running. My God, when I see how you're doing here, you got September 9th, day one. That had to be tough to take that pick, 335.4. 3 months later, gaining momentum. Down, what, 50? And then 2 months after that, virtually another 20. 2 months after that, another 20. My God. You're getting tons of feedback from people. This has got to have helped you, knowing that all these people are pulling for you. You see, now it's kind of like snowballing. Knowing that all of these people are in your corner, it's really going to have an impressive effect in a positive way. That's how it goes, you know. That's what I try to stress to our ladies on the fat-a-thon. But obviously they are too feeble-minded to be able to gather what we're trying to do. You know, Rebecca, spinning her wheels, Amanda, huge dumpster fire. Don't know what to tell them, you know. We'll see in 6 days if they've actually decided that they want to try. Because these two women are not trying at this point. Jeremy is very, very impressed with himself. He says, we're getting there. I'm hoping my birthday present to myself is seeing what my cock looks like. Rebecca says, I started my calorie counting yesterday. Yeah. So let's say you need 2,300 calories a day and you consume 18. That's 1,800. That's what I'm talking about. If you're at 1,800 and you're getting ready for bed and you're not hungry, you're like, God damn it. This is how you do it. Jeremy says it was really heartwarming to see all the positive comments. Yoda World says, if you want advice, focus on the abdomen twist. All right. I think he's got it covered. Jeremy's been like doing strength training and shit. You know, he's a truck driver too. We forgot to add that, you know, the fact that his career isn't really conducive to having the, you know, going out and working out. I imagine a lot of the time he might be at like a truck stop spending a handful of minutes doing some type of workout, which is incredible. This dude is so stoked considering the fact that he is knocking on the door of being 100 pounds down. God damn. It's coming, buddy. It is coming. I'm thinking that, I'm not sure your height, but I think you're probably about 5'10". You might be like 180, 190 of just chiseled meat. Jeremy says, I do exercise bands whenever I can. On my breaks, I walk laps around the truck. I'm doing everything I can. Yeah, you might even start to jog out and back. 2 minutes out at the rest stop, 2 minutes back. Slay some poon. 2 minutes out, 2 minutes back. Slay poon. My God. Cole says, since he's a truck driver, does he still have time to kill hookers, or is all his time dedicated to weight loss now? Cole, that's great. I want to know, you know, when the doctor visit comes, because eventually you're going to get to a point where, let's just say we look in the future, our fat crystal ball, and you're like 180, 190. Stand by. I think there's a way that you got to kind of look at this to stay that way. So once you get into that spot, you've lost the weight. Now to keep it off, you've really got to buckle down and make sure that you're on the right track so that you don't gain it back. But you've done such a good job losing it at a gradual pace that is the best chance for success. When you drop weight fast, like if you call upon one of these companies that you hear radio people promote all the time, Ideal You or whatever the fuck, medical weight loss or whatever. These people are starving, all right? They're not losing. They're losing like 40 pounds in 40 days. That's bullshit. That is bullshit way of losing weight. You will gain that back. Alan is a truck driver. He says, I drive truck. I've killed 3 hookers since dawn. There's always time. Oh, awesome. Jeremy has a physical on Thursday. I'll be asking for a full lipid panel and all the blood work I can get. Oh, your doctor is going to blow you. Stand by. Every time I shut the mic off and cover my face, there's some disaster happening in my sinuses. All right. That is good news for you, Jeremy. So proud. The show is available on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Appreciate you so much. The audio podcast is wherever you download shows, everywhere. Just search Eric Zane Live. I'm sorry, Eric Zane Show Podcast, and there it is. Stand by again. If I make it through this unscathed, it'll be a miracle. There's a story going around about a baseball reporter for the Atlanta Braves. They got the two guys in the broadcast booth. And then you got the guy that's kind of like doing fan in the stands types of things. And in this particular case, fan in the stands broadcaster is talking to a couple of chicks, and they're doing like a Joe stunt. The guy in the broadcast booth says, see if you can get a phone number. So the guy does. I didn't think for a second that this was a problem.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence.
All right. I don't know how well you can hear that. I'm hoping you can because I want to do this bit. Maybe crank up your audio on your end.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
Okay, that's fun. She goes, they want you to get my number. She's like, well, what about you? So there's like a little playful bit of banter going on between these two.
Dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
Okay, and then she's putting the phone number. Her phone number into dude's phone.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
Okay. What's the problem there? Can anyone think of a problem there with that? Some of you may not have been able to hear it. But Jeremy says it's okay. Audio's fine. Chris, that's what Chris says. It's only on the left side. Yeah. No big deal. As long as you got it. No, I don't think anyone's married there. Chris K has it. Oh, I'm sure somebody was offended. Nick says, did he send a dick pic? No. This person is, I guess, a reporter.
The Corona rooftop. Who do we got?
Kylan Mills. This is Kylan Mills. She does this for a living, broadcasting. She wrote, if a woman was covering a game, started hitting on fans and asking for their numbers on TV, they would be crucified on the internet and fired. I don't know that they would. I mean, like, if everything were just reversed here, if there was a chick playfully doing the broadcasting, saying the exact same thing, and the guys were, it was just fun give and take. I don't know necessarily. I don't agree with that. I think it would be silly. If a girl was saying, hey, they told me to get your number. And then the guy was like being like the chick here and he gave her the number. I don't think that that would be. I think she's making an assumption here. I would love it. I think that would be cute if a chick did it.
All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.